Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John chapter 17, verses 11b through 26. The Reverend Andy Becker is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John chapter 17. Jesus says, Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in the truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and love them even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today we hear another part of Jesus' prayer on the night on which he was betrayed. As he prays for his disciples, he prays that the Father would keep them in his name. He shares in his prayer that he has kept them in this name, and he prays that the Father would keep them from the evil one. This is what our God does. He keeps us. In Psalm 121, we hear that God will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. To keep, to guard, to protect. This is who God is. And just as the disciples were kept in the name of God, through your baptism, you were baptized into this name and are now kept in his name. You've been given his word, and we need divine care, else we lose connection with the saving name of Jesus. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Jesus knew that the world would hate his followers, that the evil one would seek to separate his followers from his name, from his word. The threat is real. We face distractions of the things of this world that vie for priority in our lives, that seek to supplant the name of Jesus. When we seek after other names, when we trust in other names, or love other names, or fear other names more than the name. That connection falters. And we're threatened by what goes on around us. We see attack on God's word and on his truth. People calling evil good and good evil. As we shine Christ's word in light, others will recoil and lash out. We see this in the attacks people have faced for speaking God's truth. We see how families being redefined and life devalued and destroyed. Amidst all of these attacks and more from the world and from the evil one, we can despair and wonder why the world doesn't accommodate us and wonder if God is really in control. But in the midst of the attacks and the confusion and the doubt, Jesus' prayer reminds us again that he is in control. He's told us clearly, the world will hate us. It will certainly not accommodate us. It hates us because we are in his name. We follow his word, and his word shines light into and onto the darkness, exposing it. We're no longer of the world. In the world, yes. But in your baptism, you have been transferred to the kingdom of Christ. Because of this, the world sees you as a traitor, and so it will attack. In your baptism, you had a target painted upon your back. And so we might ask, why then do we have to remain? If we've been transferred to the kingdom of Christ, why are we not already with him? Jesus, in his prayer, reminds his followers of the answer. He says, as you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. We're still here because Jesus has included us in his mission to share his word, his truth, his name with others. And so the evil one will rage and lash out at you. But Christ has defeated him. He has won the victory through his death and resurrection. Sin and death and the power of the devil are destroyed. And this is the one who protects you, the one who lives and reigns forever. He guards you. He has made known to you the name of God, and you are baptized into this name. And so he protects you. This protection is not something that you earn. It's given freely. As much as your baptism may paint a target on you, even more, it puts you under the protection of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He's given you his word, and he keeps you in it. He guards it in you, so that you have salvation through faith in this name, and so that you can share this name with others. God will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you neither slumbers nor sleeps. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.